I want to leave with you, boys and girls, just a thought or two on the verse 3. You like the birds, you see the birds flying around daily. You'll see the sparrows, you'll see the swallows. The birds are mentioned here in this verse. Yeah, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord God of hosts. The temple mount upon which the temple was built, it was a massive building. I'm not just talking about the main structure of God's house itself, the holy place, the temple in the center. We're talking about the whole area, the platform. There wasn't just one building, there were many buildings, there were many rooms, there were many structures. It was a massive place. And in fact, it was so big, if you know the size of a football pitch, that will give you an idea. The Temple Mount, you could get 25 football pitches on the Temple Mount. So it was a massive structure. It was a very large platform. And it was full of life and activity because the people of God would go up. They'd come from all the nations of the world. There was plenty of people always about the temple platform, the Temple Mount. A hive of activity, full of life. Of course, these people have their lunch with them, and in the outer courts they'll eat their lunches, and there'll be crumbs all over the place. It's a haven for birds. It's a kind of a bird's paradise, an Eden to the birds. And these birds, they want to nest there because it's such a haven, it's such a paradise, the crumbs of food always available, the open space, the atmosphere, the peace, the safety, the praise of God. Even the little birds seem to like that. And so they make their nests there, and they're flying over the altars and over the courtyards and seeing all the worship of the worshippers. The psalmist here who writes this psalm, he almost seems to envy the birds. He almost seems to wish that he was a bird, that he didn't have to have the difficulties in life. He didn't have to flee from the city at times because of enemies. Like, I come to the meetings all the time. He just wants to be like the bird who can make his nest there, and it's never interrupted. And boys and girls, it doesn't only talk here about the birds. It talks about their young. Doesn't it say there, the swallows, a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. You see, they want to raise her young up there as well. And that's why your mommy and daddy bring you to God's house. Because this is not just a place for themselves, but they delight in a spiritual home for themselves. But they want it to be a spiritual home for you too. And so they make their nest here with you. And they bring you to the Sabbath school and to the meetings because they want you to have the joy and the delight and the blessings that a spiritual home bring. The Lord teaches you in his house, and they want you to have that. They want you to have the feeding. They want you to get the crumbs that fall amongst the people of God. They want you to have the safety and the protection from the world and from the devil. So boys and girls, never hate church. Never look upon it as a hateful place. A place you don't want to come, a place you're getting fed up with. Never have that attitude, boys and girls. Always look upon it as a place of safety. A place where the Lord is worshipped. A place where his word is available for you to feed upon. A place where God hedges you from the world and from Satan. So love God's house, as the psalmist did. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. And so may God's house be that to you, a happy place. Let us pray.